Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Usually, overwhelmingly, usually a big positive. It is not a requisite for managerial success. It'll all be weighed in the portfolio of the candidate.
So that was Mike Elias' end of season press conference when he finally admitted that he's not a team president. Talking about what he's looking for in a manager, and the Orioles hired themselves a manager. It's official. Craig Albernaz is the Orioles' new manager. Craig Albernaz was the associate coach, manager, whatever you want to call it, for the Cleveland Guardians. Stephen Vogt's right-hand man. Stephen Vogt loves this guy, and industry people, even though I had never heard of him until they announced the hire, I'll admit I know Craig Albernaz is, but people in the industry seem to really like this guy, Jason, and everybody is coming out and saying that they like this hire.
Look, I'm excited about it. Is it my ideal? No, I think we're 7 years into this thing. I think bringing in somebody who has a history of putting teams over the top would have been ideal for me. Like, I would have been more into a Bochy or a Melvin. Now, I also know that's a non-starter for these guys. There's no way they're going to bring in someone who's been in the league three times as long as them, who's three or four times as accomplished at their job managing as any of these guys are at their jobs, and have the power structure flip that way. And those guys weren't going to be interested in this job because there's a lot of guardrails coming for this manager. This is not do it your own way. This is not like you're going to be tied down in a lot of ways by their numbers. That's just the reality. And that's not exclusive to them. That's a lot of the industry. Yeah. But this was always going to be, hey, you know Big Brother's behind you, and Big Brother's got the numbers, and you're a function of Big Brother. So given those realities of this search, those parameters that they were always going to operate under, I'll take this. I keep an open mind about it. I like what I've heard about him. I like that he's a former catcher. I like that he paid his dues in a lot of ways along the minors. And for some people who would say, well, they've got people like Buck Britton and Manzolino, for that matter, who've done the same thing and they've already been here. And I would say, yeah, and how much winning has gone on here? And how have those players largely looked at the major league level? Like, there badly needed to be a new set of eyes who won't remember what they did for me in Aberdeen in 2018 and 2019 or whatever. Like, no. Like, you can't be from within. You've had too many failures, player development-wise, to have it be from within. And the fear of keeping somebody from within is also that they keep a majority of this coaching staff, which has to go.
Yeah.
And I don't think this guy is a first-time manager, knowing I'm coming into a place where everybody's on the hot seat, at least relatively speaking. Oh, yeah, and I'm going to let them just foist their coaches on me. No, you got to bring some of your own guys. So I'm here for all of that. Again, were they ever looking for what they really need? No. They were never, like, Scott Servais, like, whatever you think about him, he at least has done the job.
Yeah.
Like, but especially a Melvin or a Bochy or, you know, Schilt or even a Derek Shelton, they were not going to get someone who's done this before and had even a modicum of success doing it. I believe that was a non-starter for them, which is a shame and is an indictment on them, but I'll take this.
But the flip side is, and we don't know what kind of manager Craig Albernez is going to be.
He doesn't know.
But yeah, exactly. But like when A.J. Hinch got his first managerial job, former catcher, guy that never did it before, turned out to be a good manager. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be A.J. Hinch. He could be terrible. He could flame out. But the other thing, and I was talking to Beltway Ben about this in the bullpen, Albernez had the opportunity to get a job last year, and it was his decision to turn him down. He didn't like any of the jobs. Yeah. For some reason, he liked this job. Now, I think that might give him a little bit of juice, like as far as what you're saying, as far as bringing coaches in. Like,
oh, he's got. There's no way he's taking this job. Yeah. Keeping, bro, like they have all the crap in their warehouse that tells them they're better than they really are. He went against them.
Yes,
he knows. He knows who's tough and who's not. Like, like no. You're not. No, I'm not keeping. No, you're. Your left fielder, who you're hyping up, still doesn't know what base to throw to. He airmails balls all over the place.
He's got a section, Jason.
Like, no. I'm not keeping the people who've developed that.
Yeah, Rock Kabako covers the O's for Madison. He's already reported that Mancillino not expected to be back. So you'd expect a pretty brand new coaching staff for Craig Albernez. And I'm with you 100%, Ken, like in the same way of, this is a guy that wasn't on my radar.
No.
You're learning a ton about him. You're seeing all of these positive things, and that's a great thing. But it's really what you said, Jason, and we did countless segments in August, September. The message that it would have sent to the fan base of keeping a Tony Mancillino and taking away the interim title or even promoting Buck Britton is that, oh, well, we just
were rearranging deck chairs
last year, and the injuries happened, and the young guy, like, it just would have been such a bad message to send to the fan base. So to bring in an outside guy, if you think that this is a rising manager, like, yes.
I do have to say, though, I got quite a chuckle out of, let's be real, this wasn't Boach. This wasn't anybody's ever heard of.
No,
before. Sure. So I did get a chuckle to Bone's point about messaging and optics.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude, they couldn't help themselves. Katie Griggs, God love her. Hey, here's our new manager. Nobody's ever heard of him. Nobody had us tied in a million years.
Tickets.
Now redo your Birdland.
Yeah. Like,
no, you can't. This wasn't Joe Girardi. Whatever you think about Joe Girardi, he survived in New York.
Yeah.
He's got a personality. Like, people know who he is. Like,
that is funny.
No, hey, we checked that box. Now give us your money. Come on back.
Yeah.
Give us some money. Like, no, Katie, that's not how it works.
Yeah, you
like,
don't.
You're not selling Albernaz. You got to explain who Albernaz is first. Like, they couldn't help themselves. Yeah, I'm like, point. You mooks. Like, you almost had it.
That's a good point.
Like, no.
It's right in the tweet.
Oh, hey, let's Google. I'm going to look at his Wikipedia. Oh, damn. His Wikipedia is shorter than Lock and Forest. Here's $5,000. I'm coming back. Yeah. You got me.
That's fair.
Come on.
Yeah, that was humorous. My computer just shut down. I do want to read you a quote from here it is. My computer just reloaded. Guardians manager Stephen Vogt. We all agree Stephen Vogt's a good manager, correct?
Great hire.
Here's a quote about Albernez. It's not often you get to work in this game with one of your best friends. The 2 years I got to spend with Craig will be 2 years I cherish more than any in my career. He's going to crush it in Baltimore. I'm ecstatic for him. Now, granted, like, you're playing a PR game. But that's not from the Orioles. That came from Ken Rosenthal. That's a pretty nice endorsement.
Yeah. Look, he's got a blank slate.
He's got a heavy Boston accent, too.
But here's the reality. Let's not get it twisted. Third skipper for the GM / team president, whatever. I don't want to hear about learning curve. If they start slow, he's never done the job. No, he's never done the job before because you only wanted somebody who never done the job before. So we're getting that. I don't want to hear it in this room from anybody. There'll be plenty of shills, mooks, and losers out there who, if they start slowly, God, they'll be trying to sell you Birdland memberships and telling you why you got to have patience. There is no patience. They hired Elias in 2018. And these owners have empowered him, and now he gets three skippers. He's won zero playoff games.
Jason.
Zero playoff. No, we're establishing guardrails.
Yeah, but let's establish.
Guidelines.
You should be happy. You were convinced it was going to be Manzolino.
I'm happy
that
this is happy. This is happy.
This is happy.
But don't get it twisted. I don't want to hear about, the players have to have time to learn it. Oh, yeah, we're fifth in the AL East in Memorial Day, but we traditionally get better as it goes along, and we knew there'd be an inherent learning curve. You better hit the ground running.
Hey, Ben.
You're making up for lost time. You're chasing.
Remember when he pushed back when I said nothing pleases him and he just said, this is happy. This is happy.
Manzolino's out of my life. That's a beautiful thing. He never should have been in my life. Never should have been in my life.
Yes.
Mike Bordick was convinced.
Yes.
Ryan Ripken, who I believe his dad is one of the owners of the Orioles.
I think his dad has the same last name.
He was pretty convinced. Yeah. A lot of people were pretty convinced.
Yeah. To Craig.
And again, it still fits with what I told you it was going to be.
Yeah.
A dude in his 40s, a dude who's done the job not for a single day, a dude who Elias can say, I plucked out of relative obscurity.
I think we need to go back to Jerry letting us know about the handshake. Maybe Manso knew at that point the handshake.
Well, to their credit, the beat guys thought he was saying goodbye. We talked to multiple beat guys who thought he was saying goodbye.
Here's what we could also say, though. Yeah.
By the way, I think you owe Jacob Calvin-Meyer a milkshake.
I do owe him a milkshake.
Oh.
We need to get him back in here.
I
owe him a milkshake. When we do this show, when's the press conference? Is it next
November
Tuesday?
4th.
Do this show next Monday, Manzolino will still have had more Orioles press conferences since the season ended than the new guy will have. I'm just pointing it out there. I didn't give him a press conference.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. So let him say goodbye, Jason, on his terms. They let him say goodbye.
Jerry reluctantly shaking his hand.
I'm happy that he's out of my life. Never should have been in it.
Hey, coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057.
Unless I was hanging out in Aberdeen a lot. He would have been perfect there.
Quote, this is me happy. End
it
quote.
Is.
410-583-1057. People. Your thoughts on Craig Albernaz. More importantly, your thoughts on Tyler Huntley saving the Ravens season. 410-583.
Buy a Birdland membership during the break.
457, want to hear from the people next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.